What is considered certified organic? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Visiting here today with Pete Sexton, who is an SDSU Extension Sustainable Cropping System Specialist and a manager at the Beersford Southeast Research Farm. And Pete, do you have a lot of projects at the Southeast Research Farm that center around organic?
We've got about 11 acres here that are certified organic. Recently, most of the work that we've done there has been with Dr. Christine Lang looking at horticultural crops and vegetable production. We've also done some work with Melanie Cafe. She's oat breeder at SDSU, and Sunish Siegel, he's the winter wheat breeder, and from time to time they want the lines evaluated for organic production and to their variety development program. So we work with them some too.
And when you say like certified organic, I guess, I mean, what would qualify something as like organic?
Okay, so the rules for certification are that you have to be, has to be managed quote unquote organically for 36 months. So basically that's 3 years without chemicals or synthetic fertilizer. And then there's a whole list of materials that are allowed. There's an organic materials research institute, OMRI, is an easy place to look things up on the internet if you're interested. They'll have a whole list of different materials and compounds and what's allowed under organic systems and what isn't. Basically, the rule of thumb is if it's synthetically produced, it's not allowed, and there are exceptions. And then if it's natural, generally it is allowed, but there's both ways, there's exceptions. So you have to look at the list of materials to know.
SDSU is hosting an organic conference on Thursday, March 12th, where you can learn all about the recent research and activities on organic farming, and that will be in Sioux Falls at the Ramcota Hotel, and more information can be found on the Extension website. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.